Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, kings and queens. You have turned into the Blessed Hands for You Outreach Ministry that keeps it real and giving our listeners a weekly dosage of ideas and information in real talk by bringing awareness we have in our families and communities today with the matters of the heart. From authors all over the world sharing their real-life struggles in healing, deliverance, forgiveness, unity, hope, and love with their own testimonies and books. So, sit back, relax. I am your host, Erlina D.
Hello, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We thank you for even listening on this blessed day. I am your host, Erlina D., and along with me is my co-host, Brandon Shine. Oh, yes, we have a new co-host with us today. And guess what, y'all? I'm telling you right now, we're about to be phenomenal on this blessed day. We got some excitement for you. Now, let me tell you something. If you tuned in last Thursday and you heard the church ladies on the Too Real For You, then let me tell you something. Too Real For You got a new thing coming on tonight. We got more of the cast from the Too Real For You soap series. I'm telling you, we have the many voices of Monica Stevens. Oh, God, y'all about to be shaking out of your seats. But let me tell you something. It's about mental illness, okay? We're going to be touching bases on mental illness and everything what people suffer in today's society, and we don't know how to take these people. We don't know how to take them because it can be a family member, a friend, a spouse, or even one of our children, and we got to know what's going on with them. So I'm telling you, I just want you to sit back and relax because I'm telling you, they are phenomenal. They are phenomenal. You're going to be able to see the inside, the outside, and behind the scenes of Monica Stevens. So we got to come right back after we give you our theme song for the Too Real For You mini series.
The things that made me feel like I was on the bottom, like I was born a problem. Rather die a leader, I don't wanna follow. Hoping I can write forever, my immortal column is well for all us. Blocker, the world or blogger. After our devilish ways, we pray to our father. Is that proper? Mother Earth is God's daughter. They don't know the signs, we so defiant. We don't know the signs when we be multiplying. We get so divided, and no assignment's completed with no consignment. Moment of silence, cause we had thoughts of violence. See, I ain't afraid to admit it, I just call it how I see it. Cause see, my point of view is just an opinion. Take it or leave it, better believe it. Cause everything I say to you is real when I speak it.
Too real for you. Look at that. I'm telling you guys, like I said, if that song got you excited and bopping them heads and rocking and tapping them feet, but let me tell you, y'all about to tap them feet and y'all going to be screaming. Y'all going to be like, oh, my God. But I'm telling you, that song was written by my only son. Well, my oldest son, Floyd Ellis Jr. out of Youngstown, Ohio. And music is, and some of the background is from my spiritual son, Eric Hernandez from Youngstown, Ohio. Okay, guys, I'm going to allow my co-host to shout out and say a couple of words to you out there in the beautiful world.
Hello, guys. As you know, my name is Brandon Shine, and as you know, I play a part in the episode. But anyway, I just wanted to come on and shout out to tell you guys, make sure y'all stay safe and make sure y'all keep your mask on, keep that hand sanitizer while y'all out there touching them doors and touching all that stuff. I love y'all, guys, and like I said, make sure y'all stay safe. And make sure y'all stay up on watching the episode, too, like she said.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes. We're training them while they're young, okay? Yes, our co-host, Brandon Shine. So, you know, we're going to come up and we're going to read the bios of our Monica Stevens, our many voices of Monica Stevens. I'm telling you, we have Teresa C. Guilford and Heaven Hightower. Teresa C. Guilford is out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, originally from Youngstown, Ohio. We have Heaven Hightower that's out of the ATL. Yes, Atlanta, Georgia. Now, both of them, they are playing this fantastic character. You guys going to be excited. I'm telling you, it is awesome. She, Heaven Hightower is playing the young Monica Stevens when Monica was just young growing up. And then Teresa is playing the older part of Monica Stevens. So I'm telling you, y'all get ready to sit back. But what I'm getting ready to do, I'm getting ready to bless you guys. One of the clippings.
Okay, now listen. You have to be good wherever you go. Listen to what the people tell you to say or do, okay? No one can know where you came from.
But I don't want to leave, Nana. Please don't make me leave.
Monica, baby, we talked about this. I told you Nana can no longer keep you. I have grandchildren that's going to be coming because they lost their parents, and they'll be here tomorrow, baby, okay?
I don't want to leave. Please don't make me sit.
Okay. Listen. You take this Bible. You take it with you wherever you go. It has very important information in here about where you came from. Okay? You hold on to this. Okay, baby. You're going to be okay. Okay? You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm here from Child Protective Services.
I'm here for the child you called us about.
Okay. Come on, baby. Come on. Okay. Here she is, Dan. And here are her belongings. Now, you're sure she's going to a safe place?
Oh, yes, I'm sure. And here's the amount we agreed upon.
Okay. $2,000, right?
Yeah, there you go. Now, come on, child. We've got to go, okay?
No, Nana, please.
Come on, Monica, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine, baby. Please, just remember to keep that Bible wherever you go.
Wow, that was so exciting. I'm telling you. So we're going to bring up Heaven Hightower so she can tell us a little bit about this part. And, you know, And she's going to explain to you exactly what happened in this, because I'm telling you, you guys, you heard a lot going on. It was the Nana feeling like she had to get rid of her. And I was saying, wait a minute, ain't she her grandmother too? And then she's going to sit there and tell her that she got other grandchildren coming, but she got to move her out of the way. And then not on top of that, the social worker comes, okay? Let me tell you, when do you got to pay the social services to pick up your children? So really, was this really a social worker? Were you selling her for $2,000? Oh, my God. I'm telling you guys, you actually got to watch this series. I'm telling you, you got to stay intact with us to find out what's really going on. But now we're going to bring up the Heaven High Tower so she can be able to answer a few questions, because we want to know, Heaven, what was going on behind scenes? Oh, my God. Well, now we just heard from Heaven. So now, guys, I'm telling you, we have another exciting part. Here come the parts of the voices of Monica Stevens. Oh, my God. So I want you guys to hear this. Ooh, Jesus.
She will find out real soon.
How dare she try us?
Let me clear my throat so that you can hear the right voice. She can never try me.
Remember what we did to Shay? The next time she tries to be smart in front of others, let me do her.
In due time, soon, every hidden bone that's in this closet will come out and play. They'll find out soon.
Little Monica wants to come out and play.
Monica wants to come out and play in due time. Shut up.
In due time, shut up.
In due time, shut up.
In due time, shut up. In due time, shut up.
Oh, my God. Just like you said, too real for you. I'm telling you guys, we never know when a person is actually going through some mental illness that they are hearing all these little voices talking to them behind the scenes. I'm telling you, and I know it sounds a little scary, but I'm telling you, people actually do go through this multiple personalities, and they just, you know, they made up their own little world, you know. They made up characters in their head, and these characters come out in these people. They come out in them. So, you know, we get ready to talk to both of them and find out, you know, how did they feel playing this part, you know, because I know it had to take a lot of practice and getting yourself in tune to be able to even play these voices, even though there were several voices, because if you listen, it was Monica, then it was this other weird little voice coming out, then it was Monica when she was young wanting to come out of Monica Stevens' brain and play. So it was kind of shaky there, guys. So they're going to come and they're going to tell us something and tell us a little bit about that scene. Wow, that was so exciting from them. Oh, my guys, I'm telling you, this is so awesome. This is really awesome, I'm telling you. It got me like, wow, are you serious? But it is. It is that serious. And that's why it's so important for us, people of God, to be, don't look at them and somebody that's having these type of mental issues and we're pushing them away thinking that they're crazy. They're not. It's something in them, that some type of trauma that happened in their life where they need medication, they need prayer, they need us to help them through this. A lot of things come out through prayer. Come on now, in the Word of God, look how God had to pray and be able to cast certain spirits out, and it went into the shrine and different things like that. So we definitely need to be behind them and pray for them and help if we got a family member or a friend, we need to actually get behind them and help them be able to get the help that they need. Okay, now we're coming up with some more of the Too Real For You, Monica, the many voices of Monica Stevens. Oh, my God. This next one really is like, ooh, it's suspense, man. It's suspense. It's going to have you like, wow, it's that deep.
Now be quiet.
They hurt us for so many years. I still feel the pain.
I don't feel anything anymore. And you don't either. We're in control.
You never let me come out and play. Why can't I play?
Look, I'm busy. I gotta go to see our shrink.
Like Nana was, every time the monsters would come.
Be quiet.
Get out of my head. I'm never leaving you. Never.
I'm never leaving you. Never. Look, I gotta go.
Where? To that crazy place?
Yeah, and you gotta go, too. You know where I'm going. We gotta stay calm until it's time for me to bring you out.
Nana's coming.
Monica, what are you doing? Who are you talking to?
My friend.
Your friend? What friend? Oh, you know what? It's time for you to take your medicine. We have people coming over and I need for you to be ready.
I don't want to do that anymore, Nana. Please don't make me do that.
Oh, Monica, baby, this is going to make you famous. You have to be tough for the world when we get out there, okay? So, I need you to get ready and put on this nice little dress that I bought you.
No, I will not do it.
Girl, listen here. You have cost me to lose way too much money, and we're not doing that again. I told you when I sent you away the first time to be good, but now you're back here. What I need you to do is go and put on this dress, okay? I need you to get ready.
You mean you sold me? I am not putting on that dress.
You are so ungrateful. You're just like that Jezebel mother of yours who had to go out and get pregnant with that demon seed child.
Monica, don't make me have to put you back in your special place. I told you, you're getting bigger now. So I need you out of the way for when my real precious God-given granddaughters get here.
One day, I will make you all pay.
What did you say? Don't you fast talk me, little girl. You're going to get down here and put on this dress now.
No.
Now.
Get out of me.
Now.
Oh, yes. They were all paying what they did to us.
Oh, yes. They were all paying for what they did to us.
Wow, my God, I know if y'all excited, I know you guys saying, where can we find this? Where can we go and watch this? Let me tell you something. Stay on and continue listening, because we're definitely going to let you know exactly where you can watch these three episodes of Too Real for You. I'm telling you, this is so exciting. But first, we're going to ask them a few questions about, you know, how did they feel and what was going on? Because you see, a lot was going on. Monica was sitting there still. Little Monica was coming in her brain again when she was a little girl. She was talking to herself as she was a child, and also remembering when her Nana gave her away and allowed the other grandchildren to come and sold her. And if you heard it, she didn't sell her just one time. She must have sold her a few times before, because she mentioned that she's back. Oh, my goodness, guys. I'm telling you, we're going to come right back and have them be able to tell us exactly what's going on right after we do our Dewdrop newsletter.
Welcome to the Blessed Hands for You of Life Dewdrop newsletter. The Blessed Hands for You of Life ministry has some Dewdrop treats for you. Just visit our website at www.tworealforyou.net and watch our free Season 1 series of Too Real for You, our movies and stage plays. Also on YouTube channel at Blessed Hands for You. That's BLESSHANDS, the number 4 in the letter U. Also, you can watch and catch us on the Face to Face TV and the On Point TV network. That is on Roku and Fire Stick. We have two of our projects, Devil in the Mist and Devil in the Mirror, on the Amazon Prime. Great news. Author Erlina Dean books can be purchased on our website, Barnes & Nobles, and Amazon.com. Books a Million and other outlets like Angry Tears, My Story, Too Real for You, Three Stories, Power to Stand Through Angry Tears, Busted and Disgusted, and Trapped Was It Really God? We will be casting for the upcoming soap series that will be filmed in 2021 and aired on the Bounce TV network in 2022. Please send bios and headshots to blessedhandsforyouministry@gmail.com. That is BLESSHANDS, the number 4, the letter U, ministry, MINISTRY, @gmail.com. To be a guest here on the Bless Hands for You of Life radio ministry, send inquiries to blessedhandsforyouradio@gmail.com. Support this ministry by sowing a love seed to our Cash App. That is the $, the number 2, REAL, the number 4, and the letter U. That Cash App again is Too Real for You. And we thank you for listening to the ministry of our Lord and Savior. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back, guys. So now we're going to go in to talk about what we just heard about Monica Stevens talking to little Monica in her brain and everything, and what was going on in that scene about her leaving and the Nana getting rid of her. Wow, guys, I know y'all enjoyed that. Oh, my God. But let me tell you, we're about to go into where it all started. Did she get the counseling? We get ready to go into seeing how Monica got counseling and all of that. So we're going to come right back with this another clip of when she went to the doctor.
Too real for you, for your drama, drama. A story of karma, just a shy little girl.
Counselor Janice says I'm getting better, right?
Yes. Well, I guess, in fact, that's very true.
Yes. So then tell me,
what do I gotta
gotta continue to take this medicine, P.O.
The medicine treats the condition. Monica, we've been over this time and time again.
I have been on this medicine since I was a child. So while you're flipping through your notes, why don't you tell me what medicine helps with? Molestation, rape, abandonment, physical abuse, lousy parents, and widows. Was I diagnosed with again, my dear counselor?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. So, Monica, what was going on in the counseling? I believe they was, you know, you were dealing with counseling and you were talking about all these issues you were going through. And you know what? That is just like out here in the world today that, you know, they feel everything is taken, that we got to take a pill for being sad, a pill for having someone lost us, a pill for us being molested or raped, a pill for everything. But sometimes it takes more than just the medication. It's a deeper scar that medication don't even hit the surface of. So tell us a little bit about what was going on in this scene and in the emotions that you were going through. Wow, that is something else. I'm telling you, it is just so hard for us to be able to trust certain things, because even after medication, we're still suffering with mental illness. And like I said, yeah, counseling helps, but it takes a deeper spiritual connection with God to really deliver us by going through the surface. We got to get through the surface and find out why this person is going through what they're going through. Why have it hit them so much? My Lord, this has been so exciting, guys. What we get ready to do, we get ready to play another little part of the music from the Too Real for You. So you can enjoy.
Sacrifice the pain and lose. Gonna live my life the right way despite all these obstacles.
Yes, yes, put your trust in God and he will guide you through, guys. I'm telling you, this has just been so phenomenal. And if you guys want to look at this clip, we got them all on social media, YouTube. I play it on my Facebook page every month. I'm playing it, but you can go on Amazon.com. We have two of the episodes on there. Not only there, we had it on OnPoint TV Network. We have it on the Fire Stick, Roku, and all of them. And even if you want to order the DVD for safekeeping, we can mail you one. They're only $15 for the set of three. $15, that's all it is. You can inbox me on social media, or you can send your inquiries to Bless Hands for You Ministries at gmail.com. That's BLESS, the number hands, HANDS, the number four, the letter U, and ministry at gmail.com. So we truly thank you, guys. I'm telling you, we're going out with a bang here. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Monica and Teresa and Heaven Hightower, for letting us see behind the scenes of Monica Stevens. You guys are very talented and gifted, and thank God for everything. Oh, yes. Writing down. It says 60 seconds. And I was saying, done it. Okay, that's the end, and we're listening.